We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Russell Wilson rumors came to a head and exploded yesterday in this long piece and report in The Athletic talking about a possible trade. And their initial teams were different from Adam Schefter's. The Athletic said that the Dolphins, Jets, Saints, and Raiders have been mentioned. Some people in the NFL think a trade could happen in the near future. Then Schefter blows up the afternoon even more, reporting Russell has not demanded a trade. His agent told Schefter. Russell has told the Seahawks he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade were considered, the only teams he would go to are the Cowboys, not on the original list, Bears, not on the original list, and then the Saints and the Raiders are on there. But as soon as you put the Cowboys in the headline, everything is going to go nuts. We'll get to the Cowboy aspect in a little bit, but what happened here? Why did we get and how did we get to this point? Here's some of the details from The Athletic. Days before a critical home game against Arizona, Russell met with members of the Seahawks coaching staff. In the previous two games, he had turned the ball over seven times. Seattle lost both, one to the Bills, one to the Rams. The offense needed to get on track. Wilson had ideas on how to make that happen. Instead, the meeting would come to symbolize the divide between Russell and the organization. Pete Carroll believes in run the ball, avoid turnovers, and explosion in the passing game when you can get it. And he said in the past, it's not because we just want to knock our heads against the wall. It's because the game is played well when you don't give the other team the football. Jason Garrett and many other coaches have preached that nonstop since football started. And Pete took special pride in this one stat. Seattle, at one point, went 95 straight games without losing by 10 or more points. He loved that stat. 95 straight games without losing by 10 or more. That's the longest streak in league history by 21 games. And Carroll believed that cannot happen without risk avoidance. But Russell wants, to the degree that he trademarked the saying when people came up with it, Russell fell in love with Let Russ Cook. And he's like, I want to throw it. Stop relying on me and putting all the pressure on me to win in the fourth. Pete Carroll wants to be more conservative. They weren't listening to Russell's ideas, and he got up and he stormed out of the room. That is how the article begins on the problems there with the Seahawks.
Oh, well, so many things wrong with what Pete said there. I mean, Pete is actively trying to bring other teams into the game. If you're proud of winning by not losing games by less than 10, you know, all that means is you're trying to keep it close. That's what happens when you're a bad team. When you're a bad team, you win games by trying to keep it close. When the Cowboys, and under Bill Parcells in 2003, went 10-6, they were a bad football team. They went 10-6 because they were able to muddy the game up, keep it close, and let a little bit of good luck hit their side. Bam, they were able to go 10-6. Well, when you're a team that's really, really good, you don't want that. Too much variance. You don't want that to come into your game. You want the opposite. That's just a bad idea on Pete Carroll's part. Pete Carroll's coaching like he's got a bad team.
Yes. Russell's suggestions were dismissed. Another reminder to Wilson, the Seahawks did not see him the same way he saw himself. As a player who had earned greater control over a situation, his future, his legacy, and he stormed out of the room. RJ, the biggest story to me in this, by far, and you said it to start the show at 5:30, our own judgment is being turned upside down. The overall feeling, I thought, from 99% of people is that Russell Wilson is a top three quarterback in the NFL. That it goes Mahomes and probably Russ before this year. And now you could say Mahomes, Rodgers, Russ in some type of order. But a top three guy who is elite, and he's going to the Hall of Fame. And time after time after time in this article, it's telling us Pete Carroll and the Seahawks do not see him as that. They see him as a guy who shouldn't just take over an offense and have that say like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. And Russell Wilson absolutely sees himself in that class, not Peyton or Brady, but a legend who wants some say and deserves some say. And that's not happening. Seattle's just not handing it over to him. So the evaluation from Pete Carroll, to me, that's the biggest part of this entire thing.
It's a big part. It's a big part. Whether or not Pete Carroll thinks that he is the truth, the next coming of the great quarterback, you know, you could debate on whether or not you think Russ is the best or third best or fifth best, but I think it's hard to debate that he's not a great quarterback. I think it's really, really, really difficult to come to grips with that thought process. But Pete evidently doesn't. He still have views Russ, and I think the Cowboys fall in this trap too, or at least some of the Cowboy fans do. It's very hard to get over your initial evaluation of people, and Dak Prescott always be viewed as a fourth-round quarterback. And in Pete Carroll's mind, Russell Wilson evidently will always be viewed as a third-round quarterback, for better or worse. Now, Tom Brady escaped that. But in Tom's mind, he still views himself as a sixth-round quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, and some guys live up to the hype. Some guys can't live up to the hype. I mean, look at the amount of hype that is going to be around, that was around LeBron James. He somehow lived up to it. Tiger lived up to it. Very few guys live up to their hype. But very few guys can escape their initial evaluation as well. And it appears within the confines of the Seattle Seahawks organization, it has been difficult for Russell Wilson to escape his initial evaluation. And likewise for Dak Prescott, inside the walls of either the Cowboys or the fan base, it's been hard for him to overcome that too.
And it may be tough, not just where he was drafted, for Pete Carroll to forget how he won his Super Bowl and how he should have won too. You know, Russell was thought of as a little bit more of a – he was a game manager, and they relied on the Legion of Boom and Marshawn Lynch. And then Russell Wilson, make a big play here and there, and you guys can win the title. But they let Russ cook last year, first half of the season. I know this very well because I drafted him in fantasy before the fall off in the second half. He had the best statistical stretch of his career, and he was the front runner for MVP. We all remember that, right? Mm-hmm. I'll throw a stat your way because you love these. Seattle averaged a league-high 4.5 offensive touchdowns per game in the first half. Only three teams since 2000 had done better than that. Peyton's Broncos, Brady's 07 Pats, and the greatest show on turf, Rams. The Seattle Seahawks were fourth on that historically great offense list. MVP favorite. He trademarked the saying, let Russ cook.
Yeah.
Then they faced better defenses in the second half. They averaged only 2.5 offensive touchdowns per game in the first half. 18th in the league, six spots behind the Bears and Trubisky. And a veteran coach sent the Athletic a text anonymously, what the F is wrong with Russell Wilson? He's seeing ghosts. They act like they're not protecting him, but he kills the protection. There are times he's got a clean pocket. He runs up in there. He just panics. He's not playing very good at all. Another coach said, people say their protection's not that good, that whole let Russ cook thing. He's better when they can run the ball and they play off that. There is no question. No one likes that because they want him to be Dan Marino. Well, he's not Dan Marino. You are who you are, but he looks bad right now.
Oh,
wow.
You know, and this is that comment right there. It will, some of the words that are used, we will ignore based on perception. Russell Wilson is seeing ghosts. We look past it. Sam Darnold says the same thing, and it's like, this guy's a scrub, get him out of the league. They all see ghosts. Every single one of them. From John Elway to Tom Brady to Peyton Manning to Aaron Rodgers, they all see ghosts. Every single quarterback has a defense they can't figure out. They all do. And they all have a defense they can't lose to. Tom Brady does not lose to zone defenses, doesn't. Peyton Manning couldn't beat a 3-4. I mean, it's like, you know, everyone's got these things, and some people just choose to ignore because we like the guy. He's right. We want Russell Wilson to be Dan Marino. We do. Everybody loves Russell Wilson. He's the 5'10", 11 guy with giant hands who's dating married to absolute rocket. We love Russ. We love Sierra. We love that whole thing. We laugh at the, and this is it. He's promoting concussion water, and we kind of snicker at it. Tom Brady does the same thing, and we're mocking him. Again, it's because we like Russ.
A big thing I took from this article from The Athletic on Russell Wilson maybe being traded. We all know that couple, right, that's perfect on social media?
Mm-hmm.
We all know that couple that posts all these beautiful things, and then when they break up or you hear they're having problems or there's a divorce, you're like, what? Judging them publicly, they're perfect.
Right.
Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll are that couple. Pete Carroll is Mr. Jumpin' Jacks and USC players coach, and he'll let everything slide, and he's chewing his gum, and no coach could be loved more by their players. He's one of the guys. He's the oldest coach in the league, but he's one of the guys. And Russell Wilson's public facade is why some Seahawks rolled their eyes behind the scenes, because he's Mr. Religion and Mr. Unlimited and Mr. Holy Unlimited. And Mr. Perfect and saying everything's calculated. He's measured with the way he talks. And here he is behind the scenes feeling like he should be treated like Tom Brady. And Pete Carroll is not saying, I should be thankful. My NFL career was saved because we found a quarterback. No, Pete Carroll's saying, I'm the man here. There was a piece in this article when Pete was asked, who can tell you, who can check you in the Seahawks organization?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who can tell you what to do? He named one assistant, the GM, and his two kids. Now, the assistant left before 2019. One of the kids left after 2020, and the GM is still there along with one son. So there's two people left in the Seahawks organization that apparently can check Pete Carroll. And another problem here is the Carson Wentz factor. Pete Carroll reportedly coddled Russell Wilson early on.
Oh, no.
Remember the story from Richard Sherman? Richard Sherman picked Russ off in practice, mm-hmm, and chunked the ball back at him. And you know how much that Legion of Boom talked. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about some personalities. And apparently Pete felt the need to call the team leaders together and say, guys, let's back off Russ a little bit. Let's take it a little bit easy on him. So Russ was coddled like Carson was by the Eagles, and then Pete started coaching him hard. Pete in the media is saying, Russ has to be better. I don't know what guy I'm watching out there. Like, these are actual quotes. There's a story about a game where he was sitting with him at halftime, and he's like, you have to fix this. You have to fix this garbage. And it changed. So Russell wasn't treated as the god anymore, and Pete started coaching him a little bit harder, and that became a factor and an issue. I just love reading about these things that other – and you're going to take this and justify the Cowboys for the next 10 years or however long we do this show – that other teams have these types of issues internally, these power struggles, these egos, even when it seems all perfect with a couple posting on Instagram.
It happens. I mean, it happens when you see this and when you see all – of these little notes come out about these people, about the relationship with either this couple or that couple, or within the constructs of the organization, and you see all that and you hear all that, man, it hits close to home because we are going through the same thing. We are going through the same thing with this quarterback and this organization and this fan base. We really are. And it's just kind of hits that our problems are their problems. And all these teams have the same kind of issues going on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.